Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. And we have begun to share with you on the subject of overcoming in the area of your mind. And we've introduced this on the last broadcast, and it's important that you establish a spiritual mind in you. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "The very God of peace sanctify you wholly." And it's talking about the whole person. I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. We are made of three parts. We are spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit. That's what you have. And that's the real you on the inside of you. When you get born again, you get a brand new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ. Your soul is made up of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. And your body is the physical house that you live in. Well, God wants all those to be preserved blameless. And we're especially focusing on the area of the soul and the area of our mind. God wants us to have a spiritual mind. It is the battleground that goes on. It goes on in the mind. The devil attacks your mind, trying to get negative things into you, trying to get you into doubt or feeling hopeless or discouraged. If he can get through your mind, it'll get to your heart, and it will stop the production of your faith in your life. In 3 John verse 2, "Beloved, I wish or pray above," that means concerning all things, "that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Your prosperity in life, your health, is going to be in proportion to the prosperity of your soul. And this is an important area of the area of your mind. Your mind's got to get converted and changed and brought in line with the Word of God. In fact, Psalms 19:7 talks about the law of the Lord. It's perfect. It's converting the soul. It's going to change that soul realm so you begin to think like God thinks. He's at work to restore you. Remember Psalms 23, verse 3, talking about the Lord our shepherd? He restoreth my soul. And he's doing that because we're being transformed through the Word of God in us. And it's important that we get the Word in us. Proverbs 23:7, "As he thinketh in his heart," the word heart there refers to your mind. As you think in your mind, so are you. Why? Because that is the gatekeeper. In fact, this word thinketh means to act as a gatekeeper. Your mind is the gatekeeper. Whatever you're going to let in is what is going to affect you, and that's the way you're going to become. It's important to let God's thoughts come into you. Isaiah 55:8-9, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We have got to get our mind renewed to the truth. You've got to understand that God's Word is spiritual law. And the Lord is at work to reveal the spiritual laws of God to you. And he takes them and writes them in your heart and writes them in the mind. And he wants you to develop a spiritual mind, a spirit-ruled mind, a word-ruled mind. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Well, what type of mind did he have? He had a mind that was run by the Word of God. Whenever he dealt with the devil, he always spoke the word. "It is written." Whenever he did anything, he was doing what the word was. And this is exactly what we need to do. Whatever his father would speak to him of the word, he would do it. You've got to get the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ in you so you think according to his ways. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Bible says that eyes not hear, nor ear heard, nor has entered in the heart of man the things that God's prepared for us that love him. But God's revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come to reveal these things to us. And we've got the Spirit of God so that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You need to have your mind renewed to the truth. You need the knowledge of God. You know, the Bible says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They go into captivity because they have no knowledge." You've got to get the knowledge of God, and it comes through the Word. Well, the Holy Spirit is revealing these things, and it talks about how the Holy Spirit teaches comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. We are developing a spiritual mind, the mind of Christ. And when we're spiritual, with a spiritual mind, we're going to judge all things accurately. And praise God, we are going to be putting on the mind of Christ. He goes on and says, who's known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. How'd they get it? Because their mind was renewed to the truth. In Ephesians 4:22, it says, you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. You can't have a mind that is run by the lusts of the flesh. That's an old man attitude. What's the answer? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We've got to put on the new man in Christ. How's this going to happen? Through the Word of God. Romans 12:2 talks about we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We pointed out to you the word transformed is the Greek word metamorpho, from which we get our English word metamorphosis. You remember from science that metamorphosis is the process whereby that caterpillar, it becomes the butterfly, a change in species. And that's exactly what's happening in your mind. As you are receiving the Word of God, you're being changed from a carnal mind to a spiritual mind, from a fleshly ruled mind run by the ways of this world to a spiritual mind, the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, if you be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You've got to learn to seek to know things from His ways. It goes on in verse 2, it says, set your affection. The word affection is phroneo, meaning your mind. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Get your mind tuned into the things of the Lord. Quit being preoccupied with all these things that are going on the earth. Get your mind on Jesus and listen unto Him, praise God. Receive that word with all readiness of mind and search the scriptures like those ones at Berea. And God's going to take that word and He's going to put it and write it in your mind. Hebrews 8:10, the covenant that He's made is He takes His word, His laws, puts it in their mind, writes it in their heart. And then 10:16 says the opposite. He puts the laws in their heart and in their minds will I write them. God is taking His word and He's writing it in two places, writing it and putting it in your heart, and writing it and putting it in your mind. God wants us to pay attention to His word and get that word on the inside of us. You know, the devil, he comes to try to deceive us. And the Bible talks about how he works through the flesh, warring against the law of our mind. You see, there's another law in our members. Romans 7, it says it brings us into captivity to the law of sin which is in our members. And he said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. If you walk by the flesh, by the senses, by the way you feel, by a mind that is independent of acknowledging God's word, that's what walking after the flesh is, you will serve the law of sin. But if you acknowledge the Word of God, and you think, what does the Word say? And you've been renewed with a spiritual mind according to the Word, then you will serve the law of God. Those that are after the flesh will mind the things of the flesh. Those that are after the Spirit will mind the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, a Word-ruled mind, is life and peace. The carnal mind's enmity, an enemy against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. We've got to get ourselves thinking on what God wants. And it's very important that you learn to really deal with the area of your thought life. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is very important. You've got to learn to cast down those imaginations. Imaginations means mental reasonings. Any mental reasoning that is contrary to the Word of God, you're to cast that down. Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, anything that brings itself and tries to exalt itself or raise itself in estimation above the knowledge of God, which would be the Word of God, you've got to cast that thing down. And he goes on and says, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bringing into captivity every thought. Every thought. You need to learn to control your thought life. Don't let those thoughts of lust get a hold of you. Bring that into captivity, every thought, to the obedience of Christ. Don't let those thoughts of disappointment and negativism get a hold of you continually. You cast those down. You bring those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. In verse 6, he goes on and says, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Notice here, we're going to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and we're going to be ready to revenge or avenge all disobedience. What disobedience? The disobedient thoughts that are coming into your mind. They're coming from the devil. And how are you going to overcome this? When your obedience is fulfilled. Your obedience to what? Your obedience to casting down the imaginations. Your obedience to bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It is very important that you learn to get your mind under control. Think on good things. Get your mind off of what the enemy is trying to do. Get your mind off those disappointments. Get your mind off of the negative things. Don't let the mind of a judgmental attitude get a hold of you. The devil wants to bring all these things in your mind to be critical of others, negative toward others, looking at circumstances with negativism. This is not things that are coming from the Lord. This is bringing forth destruction in your mind. You've got to take those thoughts captive and think on good things. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. God wants you to get your mind thinking on good things. You know, in Isaiah 26:3, the Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. What is your mind stayed on? What is your mind propped up on? If you keep your mind upon the Lord, you'll be in perfect peace. Cast those cares upon the Lord. Don't be full of anxiety. Cast them upon the Lord and be in perfect peace. Keep thinking on good things. Well, we're going to talk more on this the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.